Hi!
It's Chrissy.
It's Lexi.
And we are
Problem Addicts. Okay.
Nice.
Anyway, today we decided that we wanted to
drag your
zodiac
sign.
Yes, baby, we're going through all 12. I know there's actually like a 13th now. It like starts with an O. We don't count it.
I don't like that.
Because
I'm not counting that. Because that throws my whole identity
off. No, literally. That makes me a Virgo. Am I a Virgo?
Mine makes me a Sagittarius.
Our Gnar.
Anyway.
I'm going to drag the fuck out of Sagittarius.
There's a lot
of fucking drag.
Okay, so, I guess there's nothing to do but start from the beginning.
How about we talk about ourselves
first?
Yeah.
Because we are narcissists.
Yeah!
I agree, baby.
That's why we started this podcast.
Yes, it is.
We love listening to ourselves talk.
So, okay, why don't we talk about Capricorns first?
Because that's your coin.
I'm a Capricorn. Something I can quickly relate to as being a Capricorn is that our audio is being really kooky right now, and Lexi keeps getting annoyed with me because I keep trying to pause the podcast to test the audio.
Capricorns are perfectionists, but they're perfectionists to the point of being really annoying.
Fuck off. No, I just want us to be the best we can be.
I know, yeah. See, I'm
because
just lazy.
I'm fixating on a lot of things. Capricorns tend to fixate.
Yeah.
I take responsibility for that. I fixate on everything. So Lexi's like, Chrissy, can you stop fucking messing with the audio? We'll do that later. Let's just record an episode.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, but what if it doesn't work? What if it doesn't sound good? So I'm doing something and it's just like, it's been bothering me the whole time. I can't get through a proper episode because I keep thinking about the audio.
I think
because I don't want to waste money on these microphones we just bought.
No, yeah, that,
we'll figure
that
it
makes
out.
Sense.
It's fine.
And I think Capricorns also, like, you guys are really hard on yourselves.
Oh, yeah.
And
which I'm sure everyone can be like, I'm hard on myself too.
But like Capricorns,
we're just talking about like generic
signs. And I think you can be so hard on yourselves that it makes not you specifically, but like other Capricorns I've met, like they can sometimes be so hard on themselves that it's kind of a burden to be around them.
You can say if I've done that before.
You've done it like a couple times, but like right now you're
good. Wait, I want to hear examples.
I don't know. Just when you're like, oh, I'm a bad singer or something like that. I don't know. Or like
every time you compliment me and I'm like, no, I wouldn't look at it.
Oh yeah. Y'all can't take a compliment.
Save her lives. We were at the mall today and I saw this dress and I was like, Lexi, this would look so good on you. And she was like, no, it'd look good on you too. And I was like, no, it wouldn't. But like, and you were like, shut the fuck up. Take a fucking
compliment.
She actually got mad at me and I was like, okay.
I was about to drive the car back home. I was like,
with 1 foot on and off the gas pedal. She's gonna go, all the way back to Daytona Beach.
Miss Frizzle.
She's Miss Frizzle.
On the magic school bus.
Yeah, but you're right. I mean, Capricorns are super, super hard on themselves. And again, I'm sure a bunch of signs are harder. Like, I'm sure there's a bunch of people out there like, I'm hard on myself. Like, I'm sure you are. what the fuck?
Jessica.
Jessica. I was like, what am I saying? I'm sure you are, Whitney. But, like, we're just talking about generically the signs.
Yes.
Absolutely, I think Capricorns, we fixate. We're hard on ourselves.
Right.
Because the good, the bad, and the ugly of a Capricorn. We're workaholics. I think I can be a workaholic. And I totally fixate. And I'm still thinking about the audio right now. Anyway.
Let's talk about me.
Yeah, we can probably fixate more on Capricorns later. But let's go to Libras.
Libras
are actually one of my favorite signs.
Oh, good. I'm glad
you
think
that.
But
that's mostly because I've never had like a huge problem with a Libra I've met.
Yeah, so. I've never had a huge problem with a Libra I met either. Maybe that's just because I am one.
No, I like a lot of Libras actually.
I feel like us Libras are very, you know, we're very balanced.
It's supposed to be all about balance with Libras.
I think one thing that people get annoyed about with Libras though is that we're very indecisive.
Oh, baby.
Like Chrissy knows, like we're at a restaurant, I usually don't know what to get and it takes me, like I'm always like,
time.
I'll be like, I'll have the salmon. Wait, no. I want the steak.
Wait, no.
And the waiter's just standing there like,
and then she ends up getting like the most basic ass thing.
Yeah. like chicken fingers.
Because you can't fucking decide.
Yeah.
And Libras, okay, Libras are an air sign.
Yes.
Which air signs can be fun, but oh my God.
We can be ditzy.
Trying to get an air sign to like focus on things. Also, something else I've noticed a lot about air signs is that they can never like pick a grounded side. Like, you know what I'm talking about? Like, okay, I'm an earth sign, and I feel like what I find a lot with earth signs is that we're very, like, grounded in a way of, like, we stick to a belief a lot. Like, a lot of the times it's like we are very passionate about something, which I'm sure like Libras are too. Like, I know you're passionate about things, but I feel like a lot of times with Libras or just with air signs, is that, you know, if like there are two, like if you're in a friend group and there are two sides kind of at war, you're kind of like, la da 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 da.
No, no, literally. You know? No,
like, you're kind of just like, oh, it's fine. And you're so like super friendly with each side, which is a great quality.
Yeah, we're like peace
makers. But it's also like, bitch.
like pick a side.
Pick my side.
No, I totally get that. Another thing about Libras, I think, that I know a lot of people have said, and a lot of people have said about me, even when I don't, like, intend
exhibit it, Libra qualities, if you will.
Yeah. Is that Libras are very flirtatious, even when they don't mean to be. Like, and, like, I've had people, like, think I'm flirting with them when I'm just really being myself. And that, and I feel so bad for people because that could be really misleading.
No, see, that's the thing, because I've discovered I'm a very just naturally flirtatious person, too, in a way where, like, I enjoy almost, like, but my thing is I enjoy toying with people. Like, I'm more of, like, yes, I flirt with a lot of people for, like, the game. You know?
You like the game.
It's like, no, I'm not gonna like use and abuse a person, but like if you see someone out in public, just play them up. So I feel like maybe because Capricorns aren't very flirty, I don't think, but I do it as more of like a strategic way.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They're your prey.
Not in a way where I'm like trying to use them for something, but in a way where it's just kind of like fun. Like, I get bored and I'm like, oh, hi, cutie.
It's like, you know, when we go on Omegle and we beg men for validation.
Which I can also be very dry, though. Capricorns can be super dry.
Yeah.
And just, like, depressing a lot. Like, I'm very much of a realist in a way where I'm like, oh. Like, I am blunt in a way where I'm like, well, that's fucking stupid and it's not gonna fucking work. So let's go on to another sign.
Okay. You pick from this list.
Let's go to Geminis.
Geminis.
Fuck, okay, here's the thing. Unpopular opinion about Geminis. Everyone hates Geminis.
Oh, I don't think they're that bad. There, okay. I said it.
No, I said it too. I fucking said it too, bitch. Geminis aren't even that horrible. Like, okay, actually, well, okay. Geminis can be fucking monstrous, but usually on just a surface level daily conversation, I enjoy my time with the Gemini. I will say that. Geminis and I can get along. But it's when you get into the deep shit where Geminis just fucking betray you.
Yeah, I actually heard that Libras and Geminis are, like, a good match.
I think they are. I agree with you. They're both air signs. We know two people who are a Libra and a Gemini, and they're dating. They've been dating for almost a year.
Wait, who?
Sam and Antonia.
Oh!
Yeah.
What do we think about Gemini girls versus Gemini boys?
Oh, that's a good thing. Okay, Gemini girls.
See, I don't know many Geminis.
I know Natara is a Gemini and Tony is a Gemini. And personally, I
really like them
both.
This
is me. I've never had an issue with them. But I know a lot of other people who have had issues with Gemini girls in the past. So that's the thing. Like, I guess it just depends. But then again, like, everyone has issues with everyone, you know?
Everyone has issues with everyone.
You can't always blame someone's sign. It's just fun to do it.
It is.
Plus, you have to look at rising and
your moon, rising sign, your moon and all sign, that shit. And all so that.
Gemini guys, though, I know two Gemini guys, and they are both the most fucking frustrating beings I've ever met when it comes to relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And so I totally get the stereotype about Geminis because Gemma guys are so fucking frustrating. I totally understand that.
Yeah. Should we move on to the next sign, maybe?
Yeah, why not? Anyways, Geminis, get your shit together. Start fucking staying more grounded. All you air signs, man. Just get more grounded, please.
Okay. I think we got to talk about Sagittarius.
Oh, Sagittarius. Here's the thing. I am on the cusp, the very cusp of a Sagittarius and a Capricorn. I was born December 23rd. Capricorn starts December 22nd. So I'm on the cusp. Not the super, super cusp, but pretty much there, you know? So my due date, though, I was supposed to be a Sagittarius. My due date was, like, the 11th of December.
Oh.
Right. So I know a lot of Sagittariuses, actually.
Uh-huh.
Again, on surface level, I usually get along with them fine. But when it gets into something where, like, we have a conflict or our heads butt or we don't agree on something, it's really bad. Because, again, Sagittariuses are fire signs. Something I've definitely noticed about you Sagittarii out there is that you're so fucking headstrong. The Capricorns are headstrong, yeah. But you're so fucking headstrong.
Okay, here's the thing.
You're so prideful in a way where yes, it's like, you always think you're right. Like, shut the fuck up.
Like, yeah, I was going to say the same thing. Like, here's the thing. And maybe it's just because I know Libras and Sagittariuses are also supposed to get on pretty well, too. Ugh. Like,
I know.
Ugh. Like, Sagittariuses, y'all are really fun to hang out with.
Yeah, like you can be
like you can have a good-ass time, and, like, yeah, they're fun. But, yeah, like you're saying, the moment you disagree with them, whenever they do something wrong, they just don't know how to apologize.
No, oh my God, you're so right.
Yeah, they always think
Sagittariuses
they're right.
Don't know how to apologize.
It's always the other person's fault.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like, they think they're so strong, but it takes strength to apologize, and yeah, they don't have that strength.
I know what you mean. It's like, I feel like as a Capricorn, I fix it. And, like, Capricorns can totally be headstrong, too. But, like, sometimes I can over-apologize for things.
Uh-huh.
Where Sagittariuses just can't apologize at all. Like, and I'm friends with a lot, actually. Well, I've had a lot of experiences with Sagittariuses. My friend Audrey was a Sagittarius. one of my best friends, Lauren, she's a Sagittarius.
Yeah.
I know this guy, Josh, Sagittarius. Kelsey, Sagittarius. Like, Miss Duncan, Sagittarius. Like, my ex-best friend, Vanna, Sag of motherfucking Tarius. Mm. And any single time I had a disagreement with those people, it was really bad.
Yeah.
Like, it's just not good.
Yeah, they're definitely a fire sign.
Oh, without a doubt. I would argue to be the fiery of the most of the fire signs. Except, I don't know, Leo's out there.
What about Aries?
Aries is also out. I don't know. All the fire signs.
Y'all are fiery.
Speaking of, want to go to Leo?
Let's go to Leo. So Leo is actually my rising sign.
Mm.
Which means that's so if you guys don't know what rising and moon signs are, basically your rising sign is kind of
how you, sorry,
how other people perceive you, yeah, at first.
Almost how you like portray yourself to others in a way, how people perceive you.
Yeah. So
did you know apparently people used to use rising signs more than sun signs?
I heard
identity?
That.
Yeah.
I
so
heard
that's
that.
Interesting.
That would make me a Libra. I mean, no. It make me a Leo.
And be a Cancer.
I could see Cancer.
I can see Cancer in me too, sadly. No, I'm kidding. Cancers are cool. But
We'll talk about that.
We'll drag you later.
Yeah.
But that's why I'm glad I have Capricorn in me to fucking balance out the
Cancer. Yeah, no, I'm glad you do too.
Thank you. But moon is more just like your emotions, like your emotional state.
Yeah. Like deep down.
Yeah. We can talk about all that shit later.
Yeah. But basically, okay, we were just talking about Leos.
Leos, baby.
So,
both of my parents are Leos.
Really?
Yes. My dad's on the cusp of a Virgo and a Leo.
Okay.
He was born the August 22nd. So, I can see him more as a Virgo, but I can still definitely see.
Yeah.
I die. I can still definitely see the Leo in him. Leos, I think, are super prideful.
Yes.
They're
yeah.
very much about pride. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm hiccuping.
It's good.
And they're also very much just about, I think sometimes they can come off very cocky and egotistical.
Very cocky, egotistical.
Which, here's the thing.
They can come off that way. But, like, but I love Leos, though.
I think Leos are so much fun.
Yeah, me too. They're,
I usually get along with Leos. They're great. Again, but it's when there's a disagreement.
When there's a disagreement.
I don't do well with Leos when we disagree.
Except I feel like Leos are more, how do I say this? They're kind of sly with it. They're kind of passive aggressive.
Yeah.
Whereas Sagittariuses and Aries, they're, like, in your face.
Without a doubt. Like Leos, like I just feel like Capricorns and Leos aren't a very good mix.
Yeah.
I just don't think they are. Like, I started talking to this guy like a few months ago and when I found out he was a Leo, I was like, now it all makes sense. Because here's the thing, Leos can be a little like, you know, a little like all about themselves sometimes.
Yeah.
Where I noticed every time I was talking to this guy, he would kind of steer the conversation back to him.
Uh-huh.
Where I would be talking about something, he'd be like, yeah, so like, yeah, because I did this thing and like mm-hmm. I'd, you know, like it's okay to relate things back to you, but like
yeah.
every single time it's like, okay, dude, like I get it. Like, you're
right.
cool, you know? But my parents aren't, like, showboaty.
No.
But my parents, so I think it also comes with maturity. Plus, again, mm-hmm. rising and moon. But my parents are very prideful, I can see, but in different ways. My mom's very private, but she's very prideful about stuff like that, where she's like, the house needs to be clean. Everyone, like,
yeah.
she's more like, she doesn't want to let people know her things,
mm-hmm.
like, her things about her. And my dad is more like, he wants the whole world to know about the amazing things
Period.
That like, my mom does, you know?
Yeah.
He's always like, oh, Lainey's such a great cook, like, you know?
Oh, I love
or
that.
Lainey's so talented. Lainey's so helpful. helpful and he's so beautiful and he's so selfless. Like, period. My dad hypes him up all the time. As he should. I think that's a part of his pride thing. He's so proud of his family. That's the thing, you know?
So, and that way, that's not even roasting. That's just a good thing.
Oh, without a doubt. But, like, yeah.
Yeah.
What else should we fucking talk about?
Oh. Let's see.
Want to go to Cancers?
Let's go to Cancers. My sister's a Cancer. Yes. Fucking crybaby ass.
She is a crybaby.
Actually, okay. So here's the thing.
Cancers can be baddies, but also crybabies.
They can be crybabies, but the majority of usually, like, I talk shit about Cancers because my sister's a Cancer.
Me too.
But they, right? But outside of my sister, like, I really like Cancers.
No, I've noticed that too. I've never, like, had a problem with Cancers.
No.
It's just, like, I think the stereotype has come to Cancers being very, very, very emotional because Cancer's ruled by the moon, which is your emotions.
Right.
And it's all like, they're just very
like I said earlier, like when they do get emotional, sometimes it gets,
I want to punch them in the face.
It's a little bit annoying if they cry over like the littlest things, but I mean, it's part of them. And also my sister also has, I think my sister's moon and rising are both water signs, or
she's Scorpio,
She's Scorpio rising or something. Mm-hmm. So,
and a Libra. She's a Libra moon and a Scorpio rising. So it kind of, low-key, but it kind of balances her out too, except Cancer really takes her over sometimes.
Yeah.
But
the annoying thing about people with Cancer. No! No! Cut the cameras, dead ass! No, I didn't mean it like that.
What's annoying about people with Cancer, Lexi? Tell us.
The Ronald McDonald ass. Make a Wish Foundation. Okay, the annoying thing about Cancers is that I think
their name too. I hate that they're called Cancers.
Yeah, yeah. Why do they have to be named after disease?
or is the disease named after them? I don't fucking know.
I'll fucking
it's because they know Cancer's the worst sign. No, I'm kidding.
That part.
Cancer's a good sign.
No, but here's the thing. I feel like they make decisions based on their
emotions
and heart instead of their head.
Mm.
And it's really hard to try to get through with them. Because, you can be very logical.
And they're like, no, it's fine.
No, it's fine. No, it's fine. Then they'll come crying to you for help.
After they fuck something up.
But they won't really want to fix the problem because they think they're right. And
I feel like a lot of the times Cancers are more like, just stereotypical Cancers are more like dependent on others rather than being independent.
Yeah.
You know? Who else should we talk about? So fix yourself. No,
let's talk about Aquarius.
Aquarius.
I'm actually an Aquarius moon.
You know what? Again, never really had a problem with an Aquarius that I know of. I kind of like Aquariuses.
I like Aquariuses.
I like how they're free. Like, they're very much about, like, freedom. Like, you know what I mean? Like, being very carefree and everything. But, again, because I'm a Capricorn, that can definitely frustrate
Airhead.
You. Because
sometimes
Aquariuses, again, it's just like the whole air sign thing. They're very like, it's fine. They're very nonchalant about things.
Yeah.
Which, okay, I can be like, kind of like, I don't always think everything's like the biggest deal in the world. Mm-hmm. If there's like something going on, I'd be like, okay, so we'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
But sometimes when they're just so, they have no urgency whatsoever.
Yeah.
Like, you can still be calm, but be urgent.
Yeah.
Which, like, but there are some people, like, air signs, who they're just, like, not any urgency. And it pisses me off. Like,
literally.
Some of my closest friends are Aquariuses. Like, my friend, one of my best friends, Ava, she's an Aquarius. But sometimes I'm just like, Ava, I want to, like, smack her upside the head.
Yeah.
And be like, get it this right, please.
No, literally.
Or my friend, Zeph, he's just so, like, there are some people, Aquariuses are so, like, neutral, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
But it's neutral to the point where it's, like, so too neutral. Like,
yeah, so I'm a Libra sun and an Aquarius moon, which basically means I have two, like, air signs. So I'm like, I remember I told that to this psychic once, and there he was like, oh, yeah, so you're an airhead. And I was like, yep.
Yeah.
I think also, but you know, and this isn't a roast, but actually I heard that Aquariuses are the smartest sign.
Mm, really? I've not heard that.
I heard that.
Very good. No, Aquariuses, I've never really had a problem with them.
They can just be weird.
Can be kind of kooky.
Yeah.
They can be a little kooky.
Like everybody will be, like, having a good time, and they'll just be, like in the corner.
Yeah, you're
but,
right.
But, like, they won't mind it.
Right.
Then Zeph does this all the time.
He zones out.
He zones out.
A lot. So does Caitlin, though. She's a Cancer.
But she's more like, she's just Helen Keller. She's deaf.
You're right. That's not even a star sign thing. That's just, like, a hearing thing.
Yeah.
Why don't we talk about Virgos?
Virgos.
Okay, here's the thing. Capricorns and Virgos are actually, like, the most compatible.
Okay.
Like, and not, like, I don't know about all the signs, but, like, as in, like, the most compatible for a Virgo is a Capricorn and vice versa. And I usually always get along with Virgos. Because Capricorns and Virgos, I think, can bond over, like, the whole organization thing.
Uh-huh.
And, like, because Capricorns and Virgos, I think especially Virgos, but again, the good, the bad, and the ugly, they tend to fixate. Uh-huh. And it's, like, they can't, like, again, more workaholics, they're very, yeah. like, meticulous about things, and like, no, it has to be this way, it has to be this way.
Yeah.
Like, so, I can totally see how that can come off as annoying.
Here's my opinion on Virgos.
Okay. Fuck you, Virgo.
No, I know a couple who are, like, really nice and I like, but the majority, I'm just like, I just feel like they all have, like, God complexes.
Yeah, so does Sagittarius.
Perfectionist. But I feel like Virgos have more of a God complex, like, more so than Cancers and
Sagittariuses.
And Sagittariuses.
And Leos. I
think they have
more of
them. I think they're kind of condescending, too.
Mm-hmm,
I feel
you're
like.
You're so right.
Yeah. And they just kind of make you feel bad about yourself.
I'm sorry.
So, do better, Virgos.
Do better, Virgos. Fix yourself. Yeah. I don't know if I know that many Virgos, because I try to look on CoStar, and I'm like, where are all the Virgos?
No,
like,
literally.
I never see a Virgo anymore.
Okay, who should we drag next?
Do we talk about Aries?
Let's talk about Aries. My brother is an Aries.
I'm friends with a lot of Aries. Like, a
Me
lot
too.
Of Aries. And
they're funny.
I thoroughly enjoy a good Aries.
No, I love a good Aries.
I mean, they definitely have, like, a little bit of an anger issue sometimes.
Yes, yes, anger issues for sure.
Their anger comes out.
Like, their skin will literally turn red, like, when they're arguing.
Yeah, they definitely can get very passionate.
Passionate, I was just about to say that.
Yeah, but, you know, overall, I mean, Aries are probably one of my favorite signs. They're fun, they're a fire sign, they're very, you know,
Sometimes it's just annoying, though, because I feel like Aries are naturally good at everything.
I know what you mean.
You know that?
I know what you mean.
It's like, stop, save some for the rest of us.
No, I feel like a lot of times Aries are, like, they just happen to, like, a lot of things tend to go Aries' way. Not always, but, like, I just feel like a lot of people gravitate towards Aries, because I don't know why, but everyone and their mama be an Aries. Like,
literally.
I know so many Aries.
Yeah. The thing with Aries, though, that kind of annoys me is they're so set, they're pretty stubborn, they're so set in their ways, and I feel like
they're almost, like, reluctant to change.
Yeah. Like, let's say you and I are having an argument about something. We're, like, disagreeing, and let's say you're an Aries. Like, no matter what I say, no matter how logical or correct it is.
Aries are kind of like, I know what you mean.
They
I feel like out loud they might be like, oh, yeah, I understand your point, but in their mind, but they'll just say that because in their mind they're like, no, they're stupid.
Yeah. They're not willing to, like, they're not willing to look at,
open
like, the...
Open a new door.
Open a no do, no, new door.
No do.
That's it. Yeah. They're not willing to see another how the thing. other party thinks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I agree. Because I do know a lot of Aries like that.
Yeah.
What's left?
Scorpio.
I love Scorpios. I'm going to fucking say it. I think they're the epitome of work smarter, not harder. And
they're definitely
they're
really
great
smart.
At revenge, and I fucking respect that.
Here's the thing. I don't know many Scorpios. The ones that I do know, I like, but I would never want to cross a Scorpio.
Oh, no, baby.
That's the thing.
But
I
would never cross a Scorpio because I respect them too much.
See, I would never cross them because I'm scared of them. I know what they're capable of. They're evil.
Oh, yeah. No, see, I've been friends with a lot of Scorpios, and I love every Scorpio I've been a friend with. I love them.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're so funny. I think they're so, like, quick-witted, you know? Like,
yeah.
They're very witty, which I love.
Yeah.
I'm kind of a witty person. Like, my humor is more, like, remarks than, like, just jokes.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm better at responses, and so are, like, Scorpios are better at, like, retaliation.
Yeah.
We're just, like, praising Scorpios, but, like, what's bad
this
about
them? This is
supposed
them? To be roast.
They're evil.
They're
fucking evil.
You're going to hell.
So fix yourself. No, I love Scorpios. I'm gonna say it. They might be my favorite sign.
Oh.
They might.
That's a bold statement.
I have to look through CoStar and see people I know who are Scorpios. And
yeah.
So I can reevaluate better, but I like Scorpios, man.
Okay.
I just think they're so bold and sly and, like,
yeah.
Love them.
It's also interesting, though, because they're a water sign, so, like, deep down, they do get emotional.
Right. Right. Water signs. Okay, I'm going to say it. Water signs might be my least favorite, like, element. Maybe fire.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm an air sign, so.
I like air signs, but I don't know.
Yeah. You're like, I only like earth signs.
No, but that's the thing. There are a lot of, not a lot. They're like, earth signs I like, mm-hmm. but it's also, like, I can see why they're so fucking annoying. Oh. But to me, I don't know, water signs are just the most emotional, so I think that's where I'm kind of,
like, I'm really bad at dealing with other people's emotions. Mm-hmm.
I'm just, like, pat.
Pat on the shoulder.
I'm better at cheering people up than, I'm very good at, like, fixing the problem, right? I'm, like, evaluating something and trying to fix a problem than being, like,
it's okay. Comforting.
Like, you know, but I can pull out my Cancer side and comfort if need be.
Yeah. I think the signs we have left are Taurus and Pisces. So which one do you want to do?
You pick. I pick the last one.
Let's do Taurus.
Okay, Taurus.
I know a lot of Tauruses.
I know a few.
What do we think?
I think definitely Tauruses are stubborn.
Stubborn, very, yeah, very stubborn. Yeah.
I think a lot of the times, again, similar with Sagittariuses, Tauruses have a very difficult time apologizing.
Yeah.
Not all of them, some of them. I know a Taurus who has apologized for things, and I very much appreciated that. Mm-hmm. But some Tauruses, I think, are so stubborn, which, again, it's almost like, oh, a little bit of a god complex.
A little bit of a god complex. Which they're kind of prideful.
Anyone can have a superiority complex. I totally get that. I'm sure every single sign
but
does.
I feel like it's more common amongst Sagittarius. Well, yes. Them too.
And Tauruses. We're just because they're the bull. They're stubborn. They're
literally.
Like, which, okay, here's the thing. Like, one of my favorite YouTubers, which I don't know her in real life, but, like, Kendall Ray. She's
I love Kendall Ray.
And I love her. She's very down to earth. So I feel like a lot of Tauruses are down to earth.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, like, I think they're also, in their head, they're very, like, I'm right.
Yes.
You know? We're, like, it's rare that I've heard a Taurus apologize. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know that many Tauruses, but, like, there are these two girls, these twins, Marley and Maya.
Oh, okay.
They're Tauruses. I adore them. And, mm-hmm. but I think I can definitely see, again, I don't know them that well, but I think they're very strong-willed, which is a great quality. But, mm-hmm. like, I think the biggest thing with Taurus is just the stubbornness, you know?
Yeah, and I think this might be kind of offensive, but I feel like Tauruses are also kind of, like, boring in a way. Hear me out. Like, I think they really like sticking to a routine.
Okay.
Whereas, like, me, I'm just kind of go with the flow.
Okay.
And I feel like Tauruses are usually kind of, like, the moms of the friend group.
Yeah. Or they try to be.
And which is a good quality to have at the same time. Sometimes it can get a little annoying.
I feel like as a Capricorn, Tauruses and I can clash a lot because mm-hmm. it's, like, when they try to be the controlling one of the group and I myself am a very
control freaks,
sign, I can totally be a control freak.
Yeah.
So I like, fight it and I'm like, no, shut up. Like,
yeah.
So I feel like Capricorns, because that's the goat, and the goat and the bull sometimes go at it, if you will.
If you will.
So, yeah. What's left? Pisces.
Pisces. What do we think about Pisces?
Okay.
Pisces.
I actually know a lot of Pisces.
Okay.
You go first. You were talking.
I like Pisces.
I don't really dislike Pisces. They're definitely not one of my favorites.
They can get kind of emotional,
kind of.
Cancers. But I feel like they're a little bit more, like, they kind of have, like, a mean streak
Here's
to
the
them.
Thing. Yeah. No, I agree. I think Pisces are very, like, they're very imaginatory.
Yeah.
That's a fucking word. Imaginative. They're very just, like, I think Pisces a lot are very, like, in their own world.
Yeah.
You know? I think they're very just, like, they're deep, but almost to the fact, again, where it's annoying. Like, I know a lot of Pisces.
I feel like whereas, like, a Cancer, and I could be wrong, but I feel like Cancers, like, they care about their own emotions, but I feel like Cancers are more concerned. Okay, I feel like Pisces are less concerned with others' well-being. They're less empathetic than Cancers are, in my opinion.
Yeah, probably. I think also Cancers and, like, Tauruses, I noticed too, I think they can be materialistic more than Pisces.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I'm dating a Pisces.
Hi. Period.
And I do, well, they're on, like, the cusp of a Pisces and an Aquarius, so I can see the qualities in both. But sometimes I think, again, Pisces can definitely be in their own little world.
Yeah.
And they don't really think about what's happening with others. Like, I feel like a lot of the times, Pisces don't always know how to read a room. Sometimes they do. Totally. But, like, I have a few friends who are just, like, they're not really my friends anymore. They're not in my life anymore. And they're both Pisces. Where one of them, I don't even know how the fuck she's a Pisces. Because, like, she does not seem like a Pisces to me. But in a way, I can see her as a Pisces. Because she's very, like, her. She's very, like, out in the world. Imaginative. Yeah. But it's also, like, they can, she's very, like, you know.
Yeah.
But I guess Pisces, just, again, the emotional stuff annoys me. I feel like, again, Pisces are so, like, ooh, like, they're like, squiggles. Like, you know.
Squiggles!
When I think of a Pisces, I think of squiggles. So,
I think of fish.
Well, yeah, but, like, you know, fix yourself.
Fix yourself. So, we've been talking for 30 minutes.
We have been talking for a fat minute.
So, I think
we finally busted out a full episode.
We were going through a dry spell.
A writer's block,
if you will, for a little bit. But I'm proud of this episode.
I am too.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thank you for listening.
Before we go, let's drop our socials, because I don't think we've done that in a while.
Haven't.
Follow me on Instagram, Lexi K Brandt. That is LEXI, the letter K, and then Brandt is BRANDT. And then follow my TikTok, Lexiconic2, like the number, point, period, and then O, like a zero.
And I am Chrissy Alexander with a C and with a Y.
Period.
Okay, bye, addicts.
Bye, addicts. See you next week.